Great googly moogly. It's googly eyes.
Welcome back to the Googly Eye
Podcast.
You did it at the wrong time. You failed.
Well, I don't know. You just said it and then you looked at me and smiled. I don't know what I was supposed to do.
Googly Eye
Podcast.
Did it wrong too.
Well, what am I supposed to?
You're supposed to do it like Googly Eye Podcast.
Whatever.
Googly Eye.
It's the Googly Eye Podcast. Whatever. I'm just kidding. Haha, we're happy. All right. Hey, everyone. Uh-oh, what was that? There are ghosts.
Nothing.
There's a ghost. Oh, don't keep opening it. They're going to hear doors just opening and shutting on the podcast for some reason. All right, so this has been a really awesome opening to the podcast.
Yeah, so awesome.
So,
well, today, what we are doing is having situations thrown at us, and we have to decide what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're having, like, moral dilemma situations. What would you do type things. And then I thought maybe after we do a couple of these, maybe we'll have some heavy life questions like we were talking about the other day, because some of those were actually pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So, first situation. Would you ever re-gift something? Do you know what re-gifting is?
Like, get something and give it to somebody?
Well, if I got you a gift, and you're like, thanks, Tom, use this. And then, like, next Christmas, you wrap it up and you give it to somebody else because you don't want it. That's re-gifting.
I've done it, but, like, kind of haven't done it.
I would do it if I think it suits someone else better than it suits me.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would do it.
But then you're in trouble if, like, the person that gave it to you in the first place, if you don't tell them, and then later they see the other person with it, and they're like, oh, wow, that's cool, I got Tom just one just like that. And they're like, really? Because he gave this to me. Wait a minute. That bum. That cheapskate.
Yeah. I only do it if, like, I think it suits the other person, or if I just, you know, like, so, I wait a while of them seeing me with
it. So the options are no. Yes, I would re-gift to the exact same person who gave it to me, so you just give it to them for, like, their birthday. Maybe by accident. I don't know how you accidentally do that. And yes.
I pick yes.
Yes, but, you know, in certain circumstances. You're stuck talking to someone boring. How do you get out of the situation? Just be patient. Eventually you'll have an opportunity to leave. Tell them to their face that they're boring and you don't want to talk to them.
Oh my gosh.
I think you've done that to me. Invent some lame excuse. Or just keep yawning until they get the picture.
I'd keep yawning until they get the picture.
You would. I could totally see you doing that. I probably should, but I am the kind of person that'll just sit there hating every second, but not saying anything because I don't want to be rude or start an argument or ever be in any kind of conflict ever.
I'm not going to get sued, but you're kind of like an animator we both watch that has one S, like the number one, then S in it.
Oh,
totes odd. and it's very odd.
Yeah, actually.
But we don't want to get sued.
I'm very much like that guy. I do not eat at Subway, though.
Don't see.
Let's see. That one's a little dark. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Man tells you his terminally ill father's insurance policy will expire at midnight, so his dad's dying anyway. If he dies after midnight, the son gets no money. So he asks you to kill his father with a pillow so that he can get the money. Do you do nothing? Ask for half the money, then kill the father? Just kill the father? Or tell the father about the plan, then watch the ensuing argument?
I'd kill the father.
But the father's not okay with the plan, then I'm not gonna do it.
Well, I'd tell him about the plan first.
Yeah. And then watch the ensuing argument. That's a really dark question.
Yeah.
Forget we did that one. That's not for a podcast called Googly Eyes.
Yeah.
That's like, dark.
Why are you trying to kill him with a pillow as well? Like, is that possible?
Oh, well, yeah. Totally. You'll see. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Your brother fell into quicksand. Now, for you, you might just end right there, yeah. You like that picture? Bye.
It's just funny.
7 feet away is a vial containing the only known cure for cancer. You only have time to save one. Which do you save? Your brother or the cure for cancer?
Cure for cancer. I know why.
Why?
If you save your brother, you're going to fall into.
Oh, so you're just going to let Kai just go in the quicksand?
No, but then both of us would die.
So you're just going to let Kai die because he might get you too?
I mean, if...
So do you save your brother, the vial, ask your brother what he wants you to do, or neither? You just turn around and walk off. People with cancer and my brother can both die.
I do my brother, actually. I thought it said a guy with cancer.
No, it's a vial, so it's like the cure for cancer. So you could save everyone who has cancer, or one person, your brother.
Everyone who has cancer, probably.
I'd be like,
I'd do both. Okay.
I'd be like, Kai, try to grab the vial. I'm gonna grab you.
Actually, you know what I would do? I'd save Kai.
Okay.
And then he grabs that. You said I could only do one.
That's true. That's true. Would you rather be forever poor and honest or get rich by doing illegal things? So be poor and honest, get rich by doing illegal things. I'd rather just have an average income and be slightly trustworthy.
Yeah.
I think that's more. Or I'd rather be poor and dishonest. I don't want the money, but I do want to lie all the time.
I'd currently rather...
am poor and honest, so I guess I'd just stay with that. I guess I'm lying then. No, I'm still poor. Those are Trump bucks. Those are different. Let's see. Your boss calls you in. A mistake has been made. It's partly your fault and partly your best friend's fault. The boss has decided to fire one person. Do you take responsibility and get fired, or do you personally fire your best friend? So he gives you the choice. You can either go tell your best friend, sorry, we messed up, you're fired. Or you can get fired yourself.
I mean, since I want to do my stand thing, so I know, right? I'd get fired by myself.
We're both jobless.
Actually, I'd say we both did it. I know why, since I'd just bring my friend and be like, come on, work with me.
Oh, I like this. Fire my best friend. Take responsibility and get fired. Try and blame it on the janitor. What'd the janitor ever do to you? Tell him the truth, that you were both responsible. Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. Because like then if we both get fired, I just bring her to my stand.
Oh, here's a good one that might actually apply to you someday. A friend confesses that they committed a crime, but they make you promise not to tell. An innocent person is accused of the crime. What do you
just
do?
Keep quiet.
So, Allie finally snapped and murdered someone. And no. She tells you about it.
No, I'd be the one who murdered somebody.
I don't know. That Allie, she's got a dark streak.
She acts like it, though. She doesn't do it. She acts like it.
So, do you inform the police that your friend is the guilty one? Keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
Testify in court you saw the innocent person committing the crime. Oh, wow. You could actually lie and try to get the innocent person to take the rap. Gosh. Or ask your friend to give you money in exchange for keeping quiet. Oh, blackmail.
I'd be keeping quiet.
I mean, I guess I'd keep quiet and just tell the friend, do you need to fess up?
Like, bro.
Nah, I'd rat him out. Rat him out in a second. Especially if there's reward money. None of my friends listen to my podcast, so no one will know. But you better not tell me about a crime. I'll rat you out in a second. Would you... Ooh, that's dark. Would you rather save a random baby that you don't know or save your parents?
Save my parents.
Yeah, I'm sorry, baby.
Besides, the baby didn't know life anyway.
Wow, that's so dark. We need to stop doing the dark dying ones.
Look how hard that went up. Oh, it went up a lot.
That was very loud. I apologize to everyone that we were just very, very loud.
That's a long one.
That is a long one. You're a sheriff in the Wild West. An angry mob wants you to hand over a suspect of a violent crime to them.
Bad.
If you don't, the mob will destroy property and injure innocent civilians. So you're a lawman in the Old West, and you've got someone who is accused of a crime. They're probably guilty, but they haven't had the trial yet. You've got to take them to the trial. But everyone wants to just take them out right now. And they're so mad, they're going to, like, cause a riot if you don't give that person to them. Do you hand over the suspect, keep the suspect in custody, arrest everybody, it's you versus the whole town, good luck, or give the mob a person dressed up like the suspect?
I do that. I get one of the prisoners.
Yeah.
Like, a fine prisoner, you know?
Yeah, one already in jail, they're like, hey, if you live through this, we'll just let you out.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, here's a good one. Would you rather, it's a would you rather, get punched by a gorilla, they probably hit very hard, or punch a small child?
I'd punch a small child.
Get punched by a gorilla, punch the small child, both, or just run away?
Run away.
Punch the child, but you know, I'll pull my punch. I won't punch it hard. It's a child. They won't even remember.
I'd go like beep.
Let's see.
Punch it a tiny bit. Yeah. Well, remember that.
That's really dark. Why are they so dark? I guess that's why they're moral dilemmas. Also, why can't I talk today?
Happens to all of us.
Okay, you witness a bank robbery. Guy comes in and he robs a bank. And you totally see it. You're like, oh, snap, okay. But when he runs outside, he donates the money to an orphanage. He's just like, here, take the money. If you report him, the money will be returned to the bank. The orphanage won't get it. So all the little orphans won't get taken care of.
I already know my
What
answer.
Do you do?
Keep it to the orphanage, bro.
Yeah, sorry. Steal from the rich. Give to the poor. Yeah. Although, I mean, it was just people's money at the bank. But it's insured.
Yeah. It's already been paid.
I don't want to get into that. That's alright, so maybe we Oh hey, was that?
that's his picture.
If you were in charge of the government, which crime would carry the bigger punishment? The theft of $1,000 or $100?
$1,000.
Both would carry the death penalty. Both would carry the same amount of jail time, or $100. I mean, stealing, isn't it?
Yeah, stealing.
And so, maybe the same amount of time.
Yeah, same amount.
I don't know. That's weird. Alright, so, I think we'll call it there on the weird questions, because they kept getting really dark, and now I'm sad. And this isn't a sad podcast, this is a happy googly eyes podcast.
Yeah.
So, the other day, when we were driving back from the park, Stella, this is the kind of child she is, turns and just asked me, like, if you only had an hour left to live, what would you want to do with the last hour of your life? I was like, wow, snap, that's pretty deep.
I'm just wondering, like, if you had to do one last thing, what would it be?
And we both decided, of course, probably the real answer is we just want to be with our family and friends and hug them and say I love you and then, you know, go. But to have fun with it, one crazy thing you could do, what would you do?
I also told him you could turn any age, so you could do many, many things.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that caveat.
I said I want to be younger and have one of those mermaid tails to where you swim like one.
Yeah, swim like a mermaid.
Yeah, in the water with all my family just coming.
And I told her, you stole mine. No, I'm just kidding.
You did not.
I know, I didn't. That would have been good, though. No, I said,
like,
I want to be back to my, and everyone, get ready, prepare to laugh, everyone, my peak physical condition. I don't have any. There never was one, but maybe when in my 20s when I could actually do things.
Oh, my gosh.
And I, like, just one crazy thing. Yeah, because in an hour, I can't, like, write a book or anything. I can't write a book in a year, unfortunately, most of the time. So, I'd love to do something, like, I always, when I was younger, I always wanted to be a professional wrestler. It'd be so cool to just have one big professional wrestling match and get slammed onto the mat from, like, in front of
probably
millions of
die
people.
From that
yeah, that's probably how I would die. Cage, oh, cage match off the top of the cage through a table that's on fire. That's how he died. That would be cool. Or yeah. Maybe
get
like
a fun death.
Yeah. Or like maybe a big rock concert or something.
Yeah, you hit it on bass the ground and that's how you die.
The firework pyrotechnics go off and the whole place burns down.
Yeah, something cool like that. I'd commit a crime.
Wow, okay, dark turn again. Abort, abort!
I'd commit a crime on my last day, just commit a crime.
And then, now, I didn't do a good... Because you asked me what kind of job I would do that's actually not a, that you would need, like, a degree or training for. Like, it's kind of a job, like, people consider a job. And I couldn't really come up with a good one of that, but I did have several that, things I used to want to do that now, of course, I'm trying to write books. Oh, don't laugh at that. Now you make me sad again.
I laughed, because now you still want to do them. Yeah, and I know. You quit.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm just going to cry. That's apparently what I want to do. No, if I wasn't trying to be a book writer, or writer in general, if I had talent, I always thought voice acting would be cool, but I'm not good at it. Your brother is amazing at it. Yeah. We're going to have him do voices sometime.
No, not on this.
Not on this?
No.
I'm going to have a podcast with him that he does voices on, because he's crazy good at voices. And he could totally do voiceover stuff, and I would love to do that. Impressions would be cool, too. Just voiceover, just doing the voice of, like, a cartoon or something would be cool. I guess I never said it, but comedian, you know, I'm surprised. I've never tried that. I'm pretty funny looking, so I figured, you know.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm funny looking, I'm just not funny funny.
You're not funny looking.
Why can't you say that with a straight face, then? Also, of course, I was a bass player, played bass for a long time. I used to want to be in a rock band and write songs, be a singer, well, not singer, bass player, songwriter. That would have been cool. Professional wrestler. That was back in the day, would have been cool. I have my own finisher. One day I'll show someone.
Mine was want to learn how to play violin.
Violin. A violinist. That would be cool.
That. Or.
You had a whole list of jobs. Careers. Name some of those, because these are cool.
First, ballet. I'm already doing ballet right now.
She does want to be a ballerina.
I do piano already. I did gymnastics. Karate I used to do.
Oh, you hit me a lot.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah. No, I also did it with Dad. Remember?
No, I remember. But you also hit me a lot.
I
just wanted everyone to know that you abused me.
Guitar, which I'm kind of playing, I guess.
You got time. You're only, what, 9? 8?
9.
9.
First, this one would be a really, really cool one. The ukulele. That's not on there, but I really, really want to learn it.
Yeah, play the uke, huh?
Cello, just like nearly everything.
I would actually like to play the cello, because, you know, you can play it like a stand-up bass, or you can actually play a cello.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take a cello, you flip it on its side, cello, you got a bass.
There's tons on there, but they're, you know. We'll take a picture.
Stuff with animals that you ever...
Oh, vet.
Yeah,
vet.
I thought so. Thought you wanted to be a vet.
I didn't put,
Well...
I didn't put doctor on there. I don't really want to be a doctor, but I'm great with animals.
Stella's a little entrepreneur. She's always trying to come up with ways to make money. And she is going to one day have her own stand where she sells things.
And have like a restaurant kind of in there.
Yeah, because she's always telling me about this. She's like, we're going to sell your books, Tom. Hey, if you can, that'd be great. Because We're splitting the money. we're gonna sell everything. We're going to sell food. We're going to sell my brother. No, she didn't say that, but...
I should.
How much would you sell your brother for? 50 cents? Dollar?
About like...
He's pretty salty. I don't know how much you get for him.
About 2 cents.
He does funny voices.
Maybe 3.
That's good. Do we have any crazy, deep, or interesting questions other than that that we...
The animals, how good I am with animals.
Yeah. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? I'd be a weeping willow because I cry all the time.
I would probably be a cherry blossom tree.
Aw. That's cute. You took the fun out of it. Alright. Well, I mean, we're around 20 minutes, so you want to just go ahead and call it there? And our crazy
situations? Yes. Also, any of my family, since we have, like, no other people listening to this besides our family.
Basically.
Text on Facebook what ingredients in slime, since I already picked green food coloring, you picked googly eyes.
Googly.
So you can say metallic green slime, or green glitter, or purple glitter.
And she will make our official podcast slime.
Yeah.
Yay! We have a podcast slime. Want to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that has been the Googly Eyes podcast. Oh, never mind. We're still going. What's up?
Also, we might get a YouTube channel and do some games on it. Some video games or something.
Maybe.
Sure.
That's possible.
We might.
Shh. Don't tell anyone about that one yet. That one's a secret.
What one?
The YouTube. And the video games. I'm just telling them. Don't tell anyone.
My goodness.
Because I'm sure that's what they're going to do. They're going to post on Facebook. Guess what I heard?
Our only family. The only people who listen to this is like Aunt Kathy. And my mom. Aunt Kathy, mom.
I think your Aunt Boots listens to
it. Oh, yeah. Because she said I want to hear more.
Yeah. Hi, Becky. But yeah, that's about it. I think that's it. There's like 4 people.
3, maybe. at most 5.
But, you know, hopefully one day we'll get to the double digits. We'll have 10 people listening. Then we'll make it.
Maybe.
That's when we'll be making the big bucks.
2 times 5 equals like 0 for us.
Because it's a free podcast. All right, everyone. Thanks for dropping on by.
That is just so uncomfortable. It went so high, Tom.
Did it? Oh, sorry. I'm laughing too loud.
Tom.
This has been the Googly Eyes podcast. Stay classy. No.
You make it so weird.
I don't know how to sign off.
It's just uncomfortable.
Should we just do what we always do?
Bye.
Bye.
We only say bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye.